Gordy, we haven't really had a clear and detailed description of what you or somebody else saw at the launch in terms of the lighting around the countryside and the extent of the flame and how long the exhaust was out of the S1C. Do you have anything to add to that?
Well, I can give you my feelings right away. It was a spectacular sight, and no doubt about it. I'd say the level of illumination would have made it easy to read a newspaper or anything like that from our vantage point near the VAB. The plume itself actually looked no larger or even any brighter, really, except in contrast, than it does on a day launch by comparison. But, well, the effect, I guess, is about what I expected, just trying to extrapolate previous launches into a nighttime situation. The weather was very clear. That was one advantage gained by delay in the launch, the 2 hours and 40 minutes that you did. By that time, there were very few clouds around at all. And we could see brilliant flash there when the first stage cut off and the second stage ignited. And I lost you visually probably 4 to 5 minutes into the second stage, as best I can remember. Part of the problem was the brightness of the plume during the first stage. It kind of burned a spot in my eye, and so then I was at reduced efficiency at looking for a small point of light from there on out. Stu's here with me, and he was watching it too. I'll see if he has anything to add.
Stu who?
He said after that comment, he has no comment.
I'm sorry, Stu. I can't believe that. Stu always has something to add.
Houston, in case you just noticed, I forgot the verb 67 until just now. Although in reality, all we're trying to do here is get a delta H measurement anyhow. And Houston, do you have any feel yet for what the delta H is mine has been?
Stand by, Ron. Ron, it's Houston. We're not going to be able to give you a handle on the delta H until they have a chance to take all the data and reduce it and work it around a little.
Oh, okay, that's mighty fine. Okay, Gino, CMC Auto. Let's see what's in the star here. Colinan, I guess. Okay, Earth and Far Horizon. 2-3, enter. 1-2. 2-5, enter. Blast through. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Plus. 7-0. 7-3.